There's some talk at the moment of the possibility of a teacher strike being in the offing, and a teacher of Limude Kodesh spoke to me recently, just wanted some pointers about whether there's any discussion about strikes in the halakha. So there are a number of tshuvot written on the topic. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Tet. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yichavedat, Chelek Dalad Siman Mem Hay. And Rav Chaim David Halevi has a tshuva in Asilacha Rav, Chelek Gimel Siman Kaf Gimel. So there are a number of points which need to be considered. So the first is Bichlal, can an employee choose to strike? And it seems taken as a given that they can. The only one who actually spells this out is Rav Chaim David Halevi, but everybody else seems to take it as obvious that they can. This would be based on a sugi Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which says that workers, even halfway through the day, they can down tools and say, you know what, I don't want to do this job any longer. Why is that? Because we've got a principle, the Pasuk says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, that the Jewish people are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or avadaihem, rather is the Pasuk, that they are my servants, and we're avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not avadim la'avadim, not slaves to anybody else. So therefore, if we don't want to work, we're entitled to say that we don't work. There are various issues to do with compensation, etc. If the employer is not able to now find other workers to finish off the job that's been started, and he would have been able to find other workers previously, etc., etc. So who's liable, how much you're liable for, etc., etc. But the principle is that one can at any stage say, you know what, I don't want to work for you. So nobody can be forced to work. Nevertheless, Rav Chaim David Halevi says, in principle, it is a bad thing to just opt out of an employment agreement, certainly without notice and, without due discussion, etc. It's not good practice, it's not ethically, morally right, but one can do it if one wishes to. The next question is, can a union compel its members to strike? There'll be a vote amongst the union members, and the majority vote will be to strike. Can they then say, okay, all our members have to strike, even those who didn't want to? So the Poskim, or all three of them, they bring a sugi Masechet Bava Batra Dafchet, which essentially establishes that B'nai Ha'ir, townspeople, they can make various takanot, various innovations, or establish certain rules for themselves. And anybody who goes against those rules is subject to a penalty. And based on the Rosh and other Poskim, they come to the conclusion, and previous Poskim come to the conclusion, this also applies to Balei Umanut. So you've got various trades groups. They can make enactments amongst themselves that nobody should work for less than a certain price or something like that. And that will be binding on all the members of that that trade. So therefore, if the union decides that its members are going on strike, then all the members of the union should go on strike. The next question will be whether the union can compel other members of the trade who aren't members of that union to go on strike. And there it seems that the halachic conclusion is that they can't. So what we've established is essentially a union can make a decision and say we're going to go on strike. Question is, here we're talking about Limudei Kodesh teachers, people teaching Torah. And that's a much bigger issue than a person who's ploughing a field or working as an accountant or whatever it might be. But if Torah isn't taught, so then there's going to be bittul Torah. People aren't going to be learning Torah. Rav Avadia Yosef is very emphatic about this, that Limudei Kodesh teachers have to find other ways of resolving their pay disputes, and they've got a responsibility to teach. And once you take kids out of the classroom, it's difficult to get them back into the classroom. And what they'll be up to when they're not studying, one doesn't want to even start thinking about. And therefore, teachers have to carry on teaching. One of the points that he makes is that, strikes can go on for a long time, and so much Torah will be lost, and it's difficult to get them back into the classroom. That might suggest that if it's just a 1 day or 2 day strike, so that might not apply. But his essential principle is that this is a really serious issue, and that melamdei tinokot can't strike. Rav Moshe Feinstein is a bit more nuanced, and he says that if really they are financially so hard up that they're struggling to put food on the table, and that it's taking a toll on their teaching, they're not able to focus properly because they're so worried about the financial situation. So then they could take limited strike action, or strike action for a limited period of time, to press their point home, not for an extended period of time. But if this is really, they're just not going to be able to carry on, they don't know where their next meal is going to come from almost, so then they could strike. But otherwise, if it's just for an improvement in terms of paying conditions, even though their claims might well be justified and might well be correct, they would need to find other ways of resolving the dispute. Rav Chaim David Halevi is actually a bit more broad-minded in this regard. He makes the observation that who's responsible for a child's education? That is the parents. Then teachers become the shluchim of the parents and are doing it on their behalf. But if teachers down tools, so then it falls back in the laps of the parents. The parents have got the responsibility, and if necessary, they'll need to take time off work to teach their children. But teachers shouldn't be pressurized into feeling that they are responsible for the education of the children in that regard, and they've got a halachic obligation in that regard. They're acting as the agents of the parents or of society, whoever's paying them and whoever's responsible for education. It's society as a whole. It's not just the teachers. And he says that striking is an acceptable way of pushing a point home. If teachers aren't paid a decent wage, whatever is necessary for them is, then they can strike to demand a higher salary. If they don't get a higher salary, he says everybody loses out. Teachers will stop teaching. There'll always be people around who'll teach for very little, but they won't be good teachers, and therefore the students ultimately will suffer. So, obviously Rav Chaim David Halevi doesn't want prolonged strike action, and he doesn't want children not to be learning Torah. But if this is the only way of getting a decent paying conditions, respectable paying conditions for the teaching profession, then he legitimizes going on strike. Of course, this should really be a much bigger share in its own right, but in 8.5 minutes, this is the most we can cover. Ad kan.